Hare Krishna. So Krishna is describing about himself. So he described about his nature of appearance, how he is unborn and how his body never deteriorates and how he is the controller of all the living entities. So like this he described in the previous shloka, and now he is giving the details and the exact details to why he appears in this material world. A very, very important shloka, a very famous shloka. In fact, this is used as the background music in you know, various serials and various other places where Krishna's appearance is shown. Shloka number 7.
Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srajamyaham.
So hope you all recollected the music, and this is the famous shloka. People might not know the meaning, but they know the shloka. Yes. So yada yada, whenever and wherever, what? Hi dharmasya glanir, whenever and wherever there is decline in religion, dharma glani, O Bharata, at that place, abhyutthanam adharmasya, and another point is mentioned. So this is one. Whenever and wherever there is decline in religion, and abhyutthanam adharmasya, and wherever there is predominance of adharma, O Bharata, tada, at that time, atmanam srijami aham, at that time I appear in that place. So this is a very nice shloka, and we should know this, the meaning of the shloka, because we are devotees. We should know that why our Lord appears. So it is given that whenever and wherever there is decline in religion and rise or predominance in religion, at that time Krishna appears to establish the right thing at the right place. Yes. So here it is given, Srijami cannot be used in the sense of creation, because according to the previous verse, there is no creation of the Lord's form or body, since all the forms are eternally existent. Therefore, Srijami means that Lord manifests himself as he is. So Srijami means, it's not that something is getting created. It's like just manifestation of the Lord, that's it. So when we say that sun is rising, the sun is not getting created. Sun is just manifesting. He's just there. So in this way, Lord also, he appears. He's not created, or he does not take a new birth. And then it is given, he therefore appears by his own will whenever there is predominance of irreligiosity and a disappearance of true religion. There are scheduled incarnations of the Lord in every yuga. So Lord appears according to the schedule. But then it's not compulsory that Lord has to follow the schedule that, okay, Satyuga he has to appear at this time, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga. It's up to him. Whenever he wants, he can appear. Sweet will of the Lord. He can appear according to his own sweet will. So in this way we understand that he is not forced by someone. He is not forced by anything. He just comes by his own sweet will to deliver the living entities of this world. The Vedas are also accepted as originally spoken by the Lord himself to Brahma from within his heart. Therefore the principles of dharma or religion are the direct orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. These principles are clearly indicated throughout the Bhagavad Gita. So these religion, the principles of religion which the Lord sets, so all this is given in the Vedic scriptures, because Lord himself has given the Vedic scriptures to us. And in fact the essence of all that is given in Bhagavad Gita. So all the thousands and thousands of verses, they all are crushed together and put together, and in these 700 shlokas we have the entire Vedic scripture. All the instructions needed for a living entity to attain perfection, that is given in Bhagavad Gita. So there is no need to speculate, oh, should I go for another 100 verses apart from the 700 verses from Bhagavad Gita? No, not needed. These 700 verses are enough for a person to break the cycle of birth and death and to go back home, back to Godhead this very lifetime. And then he is given, Lord directly orders at the end of the Gita that highest principle of religion is to surrender onto him only and nothing more. Sometimes people talk about dharma. There is a common talk which happens. This is my dharma, that is my dharma, that is your dharma. So what is dharma basically? Dharma means that which is given by the Lord, that which is told by the Lord to do. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna makes it very clear. What is dharma?
सर्वधर्मान् परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं व्रज अहं त्वां सर्व पापेभ्यो मोक्षयिष्यामि मा शुच.
वेरी क्लियर. He says, you give up all the dharma that you're talking about first. And the only dharma that you have to follow, O living entity, what are you supposed to follow? Just surrender on to me. I'll take care of the rest. Don't worry. Masucha. So in this way, this is what is the prime religion, or the only religion, you know, we can say, to surrender onto the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. This is the religion. And whenever such principles are disturbed by the demoniac, the Lord appears. Whenever this basic core thing gets disturbed, Lord appears at that place to set back the religion. Now, it is given about Lord Buddha's incarnation. So, Lord Buddha is an incarnation of Krishna. So, what happened is, there was a time when there were lots of animal sacrifice happening, and the reason that was given was, this injunction is given in the Vedic scriptures. But then instead of following the injunction as it is, people started putting their own concoction and they started killing animals unrestrictedly for their own sense gratification. At that time, Gautam Buddha, he appeared. Lord Sri Krishna appeared as Gautam Buddha and he stopped that violence that was happening. So that was a patch up that Lord Buddha was giving. He appeared and he patched that particular problem that was there. Yes. So in this way, Lord makes sure he keeps observing what is happening around, what my kids are doing in this material world. And whenever he finds that, no, this kid is going crazy, let me go and correct him. Or these kids or these children are going crazy, let me correct them. He appears at that place and he corrects. He gives a patch there. So in this way, Lord Buddha appeared for a very, very important purpose. Each and every avatar or incarnation of the Lord has a particular mission. And they are all described in the revealed scriptures. No one should be accepted as an avatar unless he is referred to by scriptures. Every avatar that Lord Sri Krishna takes is given in the Vedic scriptures. There is no need to speculate, maybe this person is an incarnation, that person is an incarnation. No. We have to just refer to the Vedic scriptures and see which are the incarnations, upcoming incarnations or the incarnations which were there before. So we have to see and understand that which are the incarnations of the Lord. Or else, we will always be cheated by so-called fake or the so-called God or the fake God and Godman. So, when we refer to scriptures, when we understand the Shastra, what happens? What happens? A very, very important thing will happen. And that is, we will never be cheated because we have the original knowledge from the scripture. Like for example, it is foretold in the Shastra, in Srimad Bhagavatam, towards the end, that Kaliki avatar is going to manifest at the end of this age of Kali. So it's very clear where he's going to appear, whose son he will be, in what form he will appear, everything is given. So there is no need of speculation at all. This is called as avatar of the Lord. When Lord incarnates, before that itself, before the incarnation itself, all the information is there. All the information is given in the Vedic scriptures about that. He speaks as much about religion as can be understood by the particular people under their particular circumstances. But the mission is the same, to lead people to God consciousness and obedience to the principles of religion. Sometimes he descends personally and sometimes he sends his bona fide representative in the form of his son or servant or himself in some disguised form. So here, you know, we have to understand that according to time, place, circumstance, according to the capacity of people, Krishna will give the dose that is needed to them so that they get purified, you know, very, very fast. It's not that, you know, Krishna just, he'll just whitewash everything. No. According to time, place, circumstance and people, Krishna gives the particular thing that is needed as the medicine for the disease in that particular place. So, it's like in the childhood, you know, the person is learning mathematics. Even when he goes to some high professional school, there also he is learning, you know, some mathematics. So both the places is mathematics only. But then there is a difference. There is a difference. There is some lower level thing, there is some higher level thing. So based on the person, the different concepts are given. And these concepts are given gradually, one by one by one. It's not that suddenly, you know, a huge concept is given. Like the teacher is teaching 1 plus 1 equal to 2. And then suddenly she shifts to, or dx by dx or whatever it is, you know, dx square by dx equal to what. So she does not get into calculus directly. So there is a lot of change and variation in the learning, and then finally, you know, these different complex things are thought. Similarly, Lord does. He sees time, place, circumstance, and then he speaks the right thing. The principles of Bhagavad Gita were spoken to Arjuna, and for that matter to other highly elevated persons, because he was highly advanced compared to ordinary persons in other parts of the world. If we take the scriptures of various different religions and see the different principles given in those scriptures, what we will see is all of that is there in Bhagavad Gita. So we always say that the other scriptures which are there of different religions and different faith, they are like pocket dictionary. And this Bhagavad Gita is like the chambers dictionary. Everything is there in this. And that too, very, very high level thing is given here in Bhagavad Gita. The ultimate religion or the ultimate thing that a living entity should do, that is given in Bhagavad Gita. Very, very wonderful. So we need not think twice. Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I read this? Should I read that? Follow this? Follow that? No. Just we have to read the Bhagavad Gita and follow what is given. Implement the instructions given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Simple. No need to think anything else apart from this. What is correct and what is wrong? What Krishna is saying, that is absolute and that is the only thing that is correct. The whole purpose of the mission of incarnation is to arouse Krishna consciousness everywhere. Such consciousness is manifest and non-manifest only under different circumstances. Only reason why Krishna is coming here to this material world is to make everyone Krishna conscious. Sometimes he will appear and then he says, no, I think something more has to be done. Then he'll send his own representative. You go and do. And sometimes he himself will come in a disguised form. Like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Gauranga. You know, he's Channa Avatar, he's the hidden incarnation of the Lord. And he comes, but he's always acting like a devotee, teaching how to practice devotional service to common public in general. And Lord Krishna, in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And he told to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And he made it very clear that by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which is the Yuga Dharma for this age of Kali Yuga, the person can get delivered from the cycle of birth and death. So now, that is Dharma, and that Krishna has given to us, we have to follow. Simple. Now here, Krishna has told a general thing that, you know, wherever there is rise in irreligion and decline in religion, I appear there. But then, what is the exact reason for Krishna to appear? That Krishna is going to speak in the next shloka. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.